Today's Tanya, for the 12th of Av, is in Igeres HaKedush, Simon Dalet, the fourth letter, Igeres 4. It's on Daf Kuv Vav, Omlet Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 406. We are two lines from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is saying that through tzedakah, one removes the finer klippa, the more refined klippa, that is difficult to remove, and which will ultimately be removed by Mashiach when Mashiach comes. But through tzedakah, we begin at least to remove even that delicate klippa, even the more refined klippa. And that is that in the klippa consists of a desire for worldly things, worldly desires, and in that there are two kinds. There is the coarse, the gross desire for things that are unnecessary, for luxury, and then there's desire that is necessary. And that's the more refined klippa. But even the desire that is necessary, there's an element of selfishness. When a person gives tzedakah, he removes, he corrects not only the desire for luxury, but even the desire for its own sake, the desire itself, that instead of wanting for oneself, you give to others. And with this, Alter Rebbe begins today's shir. V'zehu tzedek lefanav yahaleich, two lines from the bottom. And this is the meaning of tzedek, righteousness, goes before him, before God, stands before God. And the Alter Rebbe asked, why the word yahaleich, it should say yelech. Yahaleich means that he causes it to go. So the Alter Rebbe explains, lefanav u'meloshim pnimius. The word lefanav, before him, means the inner part of him. The word panim carries the same meaning as pnimi, inward. So lefanav means the inwardness, the yahaleich u'meloshim haylocha, and yahaleich means to carry, to transport. Shemeilich es pnimius halev, which means that he transports the inner heart, the pnimius halev, la Hashem, to God. In other words, taking it from where it is by nature, and that is in worldly things, and he transports it, he moves it to God. The achakach, and that is through tzedakah, tzedek, is lefanav yahalich. Through tzedek, he moves his inner heart to God. The achakach, and then there's the conclusion of that pasuk in Tillim. It says, Yosim lederech Hashem pa'omol. He makes his steps, or he guides his steps towards God. Kameshekosuv halachta bedrochov, as it says, and you shall go in God's ways. And it also says, Achre Hashem alikechem telechu, that you should go after God, your God. Chol ma'aseh ha-mitzvahs v'talmateh k'neged kulon, all the mitzvahs that follow as a result of this tzedakah, he goes in the path of godliness, which is all the mitzvahs, and particularly the study of Torah. Shekulon eilin la-Hashem al-yidei pnimis ha-lev, all of them now rise to God as a result of the effects of the inner heart, b'yes ha-seis u'maylo maylo, Mali osam v'Hashem ayde chetzenius halev. It is a much higher service and a much deeper connection to God than that which would result from the external part of the heart, from the love that would motivate the mitzvahs. But the love would be coming from the external heart, haneilad mehatvuna v'hadas levadon, which is born out of the love of the external heart, is born out of the bina and the das alone, without the chachma. Beli ha'oras ponim u'maylo, without a revelation from above, from the inner godliness which is above. Elo b'bechinas hesteponim, it would be hidden and concealed. The face would be there, but it would be concealed. Hesteponim, the inwardness is concealed. Ki ein ha'ponim hol yeinim me'inim l'mato, because the inwardness of God is not revealed here below, unless we arouse the inner part of ourselves, b'maisa ha-tzedakah, through the act of tzedakah, which is called peace. Tzedakah is sometimes referred to as peace, because obviously tzedakah brings peace between people. And that's what it says, my soul was redeemed through shalom and peace. Nafshi meaning dafke nafshi, literally nafshi, because usually it means myself. Nafshi means me. Pada b'shalim nafshi, I was redeemed in peace. But the Alter Rebbe says that here nafshi means literally nafshi. And that is a reference to the inner heart, to the inner core of the heart, that was redeemed through shalim. Because shalim is tzedakah, and it is tzedakah that reveals or uncovers the inner heart. Zeh gam ken hatam shenikra tzedakah shalim. And this is why tzedakah is called shalim. Because through the tzedakah, we are creating peace not only between people, but also between Jews and their Father in heaven. As the sages say, how exactly does this work? That we create peace between ourselves and God, because by redeeming the nefesh, by releasing the soul, which is a literal part of God, from the imprisonment in klipa, which is called chitzenim, the externals, ubefratz tzedkas Eretz Yisrael, and particularly when we give tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, to the people in Eretz Yisrael, shehi tzedkas Hashem mamash. This is tzedakah for God literally, because it says k'meisha kosef, as it says concerning Eretz Yisrael, Tomid Eini Hashem Elikech Abba, that God's eye is upon it always. Vehoyu Eini V'libi Shom Kol Hayomim, it also says, my eye and my heart is there all the days. So the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, is God's eye and God's heart. So by giving tzedakah to Israel, you're literally giving to God himself. And it is the merit of the mitzvah of tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael that stood by us, meaning by the Alter Rebbe, lived es chayei nafshenu me'atzas hacheshven lidches pa'amenu, to redeem our life and our souls from those who planned to push us aside in the imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe. And it will stand by us forever, the schus of the mitzvah of tzedakah, losum nafsheinu b'chayim amitim mechayi hachayim, to place our souls in true life. From the source of life, lo'er b'er hachayim, ashe yo'er avay upon avitonu sala, amin ken yirotzim, so that we will be illuminated with the light of God's face that comes itonu sala, that comes through our efforts. As he said earlier, itanu means with us, that together with God, we through our efforts, we reveal the inwardness of God through the act of tzedakah, amin ken yehi rotzi. So the Alter Rebbe, who was arrested and accused, and one of the severe accusations was that he was sending money to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael at that time was under the Turks, and the Turks were at war with Russia. So that which was originally the accusation against the Alter Rebbe turns around and says, it is that which saved us. The fact that we gave tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael is what saved us and what gave us the merit to redeem the nefesh, to redeem the soul from those who would destroy it. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 12th of Av, he says that the Alter Rebbe once said in the name of the Magid, who related in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, loving your another Jew as yourself, is an explanation and an elaboration on the mitzvah of loving God your God. Because when you love a Jew, then you love God. Because a Jew is a part of God. So when you love the Jew, the inwardness of the Jew, the essence of the Jew, then you automatically love God as well.